Proclamation number 6511 of 27th of March, 1956. Knocking at the door of the heart. Love condition for acceptance. All gates will open to you where love is at home. You will always find entrance where my spirit rules, for there the Father's voice will be recognized and joyfully listened to. It is only a small circle, measured against the myriad of people, where I can enter when I have knocked on the doors. There are not many who hear this soft knocking at their heart's door and are immediately prepared to open it to receive me. But wherever I enter, I spread blessings and inner peace, and no one will want to miss me who has once caught the ray of my light of love, who has once heard my address. He only ever feels at ease in my presence, and once the world comes between him and me in a disruptive way, then he will feel this as discomfort, and he will not rest until he is in my fellowship again, until he is together with brothers and sisters again, in order to also know me myself in the midst of them in accordance with my promise. All of these desire my word, and they will also willingly open the doors if you want to bring it to them. Even if the doors often remain closed to you, even if you often meet with resistance, even if you are ridiculed because of your activity for the spiritual kingdom, you should not be disturbed by this and try to please the few who listen to you. For true life awakens there, and this life spreads even if you cannot observe it. There are incomparable sources of strength which open up wherever my word can be heard, and the power of the word does not remain ineffective while dead, barren territory is around you, although with regard to earthly matters a blossoming can be recorded. There and remain two worlds which differ completely. But I have placed you in my world, in the world of the Spirit, which is the only truth. And in this world you should work, i.e., try to spread the spiritual kingdom and lure people from the earthly kingdom into your circle. Time and again you will find some, because there are people in all circles who are willing to love, and because these will also follow you. But you will only be listened to where love is. Nevertheless, others must hear the teaching of love as well, and it is never detrimental if love is repeatedly emphasized first, if people are found who preach love eagerly, regardless of how their speeches are received. For even the greatest sinner must be admonished in order to refrain from his sin. The most unloving person must be inspired to love in order to do a bit of soul searching. All doors must be knocked on. An attempt must be made to awaken life, which is only possible through the supply of my word. Therefore rejoice when you are accepted as bearers of my word, and do not be offended when you are rejected. But do not tire in your work for me and my kingdom, for sparks of love glimmer everywhere which you can cause to flare up. I myself knock at the doors of the heart everywhere, and time and again a heart is found which opens itself to me, which is delighted when I speak to it and is increasingly more inflamed by hot love for the one who gives life. And I will bless you if you remember these people who are still languishing in death, if you endeavor to awaken them to life. If you are faithful laborers in my vineyard and only ever carry out what your heart urges you to do, for you have received me into your heart, and so now I can speak to you and through you to those who shall awaken to life. Amen.